Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
You're listening to episode 15 of the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, and this is titled Reflection, My Experiences. And on episode 15, I am your host as well as your guest. This is going to be one of those educational pieces that I'm going to talk about something that I hope you can relate to. And at the end of the podcast, hopefully something that you can take with you. And with that, I hope everyone is having a great day so far. And what I really want to get into here, and of course, I'm going to talk about work-life balance and all of that, but it's that art of reflection. And when you think about reflection, and a lot of times people think, oh, what is this reflection? What are you really talking about, Dr. Donnie, and things like that? But I want to go into it. I want to peel it apart a little bit. And I want to start, though, with dissecting your successes. And if you think about it, oftentimes when we start thinking about things or how to improve things, and that's what we're always trying to fix problems and how do we improve this or that, we rarely take time to pause and reflect on, hey, what's going right in life? Where am I doing real well in life? And do we really take the time to dissect those type of instances? And a lot of times we don't, but why don't we? And I think it's just part of our culture that we are always looking to pick apart or looking for a problem, and we need to fix a problem, and you need to do better at this or whatever it might be. But one way to get better at other things in life is to figure out and reflect upon how well we do some of the things that we do in our life. Now, let me bring you back to the soul, if you will, of this podcast, which is the Get Balanced. And we're talking about work-life balance. And if you're a new listener to the podcast, the way I work with work-life balance and define it is I simply ask you a question. And here it is. Are your day-to-day behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Let me repeat. Are your day-to-day behaviors, the things you do day in and day out, what you're doing today, what you did yesterday, are they in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, if you're like most, we don't always really consciously think about our priorities, do we? We get caught up in the rat race of working, in volunteering, on this project, working overtime, a long shift, no sleep, whatever it might be. And we're running and gunning, and we're getting exhausted. And we seldom take time to really pause and say, hey, how are things going on this journey in life? And that's what I want to talk to you about. Reflection and what my experiences have been with it. Now, I use a 5-step process. Now, the acronym is PDATV, for what it's worth, if you happen to have a pen with you. But the first thing about reflection, what I have found in my experiences, is that you need to prepare to reflect. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that you need to prepare your mind, body, and your environment to reflect. Now, I'll tell you a little something, is that I learned to reflect when I was about 11 or 12 years old. I was a little guy, and in the winter, I would go sled riding all day with my friends during the daytime. And then at 6 o'clock, which we had supper at 6 o'clock, 7 days a week until I was 18 years old. I think I ate out at a restaurant twice per year, every day of my childhood, teenage years. Hard to believe. But anyhow, I'm off subject on that. So 6 o'clock in, would eat supper. And then I would go back outside, but my friends, they wouldn't go back outside in the neighborhood. And we lived in these apartments. They were 2-story apartments just outside of Dayton, Ohio. Let me just be quite honest, a lot of crime. It was those type of apartments. So some of you might wonder, well, you know, how did I get attracted to firefighters and law enforcement, EMS and so forth? The fact is, I saw you guys in down at the apartments literally every day, you know, attending to some issue that was going on. But I would, now let me go back to that sled riding piece though. But after supper, I would go and I would go up on top of the hill that was right behind the apartment. And I found myself just sitting on top of the hill. Now the hill is about even with height wise as the chimneys off the two-story apartment. So I could see all the various buildings and I was sitting on my sled. I'm facing west behind probably about 15 different two-story apartment buildings that I'm looking at across the land. There's a tree line in the woods in the back. I played in there pretty much every day too. Facing west, I look off to the left and I see downtown Dayton. It's lit up. I see the city. I see smoke coming out of the chimneys. And it's one of those cold, quiet nights, winter nights, clear sky. The stars are shining, no moon. Smoke's rising from the chimney, a little bit of a breeze. And I just sat there on top of the hill. And I remember just taking it in. And after about 10 minutes or so, I'd slide down the hill. And then I'd get off my sled, walk the path back up the hill, and go sit on that sled again for another 10 minutes or so. And I used to think, this is not the way I want my life to go. Hard to believe at 11 or 12 years old, I was actually thinking about things like that. But I was thinking, why do I live in a crime area? And why is that? And why is there so much crime? And things that you're not supposed to see as a young kid. And why is that? And I just remember reflecting on, I want to do something different. Now, it sounds like a sad story, but it actually is not. I would not trade it for the world. Because it taught me a lot. It taught me to really think about things. And that is how I learned how to reflect. I would reflect on top of that hill. So what I do now, when I want to reflect on something, and I do it all the time, I take myself back to that hill. I can picture it. I can smell the air. I can feel how cold it is. I can see the stars in the sky. And what I do is I think about that and I quiet my mind. And then I sit still while turning a phone off, as you just heard. You should always have that phone off when you're trying to reflect. And I quiet my mind, my body, and my environment, which I should have had the phone off, right? And I think about, what is it that I really wish to reflect on? What is it that I want to think about? Now, for me, for you, it could be, you know, big macro type level, you know, where we're at on our journey in life. If we've been rushing and racing real hard and haven't reflected or thought about things in a long time, it may be that. Or it could be, where are we at with our life's priorities? What are we doing with that? And when we talk about life's priorities, sometimes we can ask ourselves, hey, how are we performing in the various roles in our life? You know, whether you're a husband, maybe you're a wife, father, mother, maybe you're a daughter or son, right? How are you performing in these various roles in life? Your work role, your career role, how are you doing with your self-care? How are you doing with your exercise? How are you doing with your eating nutritious meals? Are you staying away from the sugars? You know the things you're supposed to be doing, right? How's your prayer life or meditation life? So how are you doing in these roles in life? Now, once you figure out, okay, and the choice is that really just you can pick one, right? What would you like to reflect on? Maybe it's, well, how have I been as a father, or how have I been as a husband, right? And then simply you can ask yourself, third step, ask yourself, how are you doing? How am I doing, right? Now, the key here is that you do need to be honest with yourself, right? But the first thing I want you to think about, and this goes back to the start of the podcast, dissect your successes. I want you to reflect on things that you've been very successful at. So if you think about being a husband, think about all those wonderful things that your wife has told you, that she loves about you, that you've done for her, how you make her feel, you know, all the good stuff. And reflect on that, because you know it's there. It's in you. You probably have an abundance of it. Let's hope so. And if not, just think about the things you do have there, or how you have been a father, a great father. Now, many times you may not be at the event, but think about that event that you did make it to and maybe surprised your son or daughter. And think about those good feelings and reflect on that, right? And then ask yourself the fourth step. How does that make you feel? The good stuff. How does that make you feel? And ask yourself, does this align with your priorities in life? And if you're reflecting on the positive, good things, I would say it most likely is in alignment with your priorities in life. And can you envision yourself doing more of those things? Maybe it's being more patient with your family. You know, when you come home after a hard day, right? Whether on a patrol or at the firehouse or on ambulance, long day, long shift, constant runs, constant calls, but you come home and you're not irritable. Remember that time when that did not happen? And think about that and think about how you felt and how they felt and all of that. And then visualize yourself doing it again. And what I mean by visualization, and I could do a whole series on visualization, but what I want, when I talk about visualizing, I'm really talking about, it's like closing your eyes in this reflection process and playing the movie out before it ever happens. It's visioning. It's literally looking at how life events are going to roll out before they actually occur. And this is a wonderful practice to do. And if you're not familiar with this, please send me an email and I'll send you some materials on it. But I'll give you my experience with it. Let's put it that way. I'll take you back to my college football days. I was the tailback, running back in college. And my favorite play was called the 28 sweep. So it was the quarterback would pitch the ball out to me on the right side and it'd be a sweep, right? And in football, I would envision when we were on the bus traveling or what could be a home game, but especially I liked it on away games. We were on the bus ride and traveling. And I could just think about catching that ball on the pitch, running around the right side, faking to go out, cut it in, then back out and scoring an 80-yard touchdown. I used to visualize that all the time. And one time when we went down to St. Louis to play a game, I visualized this the entire way. And funniest thing that happened, second play of the game, that's exactly what happened. It was like I did it in my mind so many times, it literally came true because I performed the way I thought it was going to happen. So my mind and my thoughts really helped control my physical body of how I moved. And there are so many stories I could share with you on this. This is an exercise that if you have young children, I love doing this when my daughters were younger in gymnastics, and especially when they were, my one daughter, she was nervous about doing a back handspring on the beam. And understandably why. It really hurts when you miss, right? So I worked with her and just had her play it out in her mind. I literally would just set my hands on her forehead and cover her eyes and say, picture it, play a movie out in your mind and do it, that back handspring, and do it over and over again. And sure enough, she went in there in practice and performed flawlessly. Same thing with my daughters on each of their routines, the floor routines, the bars, they visualized their routines over and over and over in their minds. Now I ask you, it works in sports. You read about this or hear about it from professional athletes all the time. Why don't we take those lessons and apply them to our lives in our everyday life? How do we want to perform in these different roles in our life? How do we want to perform as a father, mother, parent? How do we want to perform as a spouse? How do we want to perform in our duties, in our job? How do we want to perform in all of those roles? And just take a little bit of time and visualize, reflect on the idea, and then visualize yourself doing it right every single time. And then really feel it. And feel what they're feeling, right? And capture that and remember it. And then what do? You go forth and you do it, right? You do it. And then you dissect the win again. You think about, wow, that really worked. That, you know, I came home a different person than the last time I came home off of shift. I did it. And you know what? Think about it. Just take that time and pause. Remember, quiet your mind, quiet your body, try to get an environment that's quiet, decide what you want to reflect on. Step number two, right? Decide on what you want to reflect on. Maybe that success you just had. Ask yourself how you're doing. Hey, this is going pretty good. You know what? I'm doing pretty good. And then ask yourself, fourth step, how does it make you feel? And you're like, wow, it makes me feel great. And then how do you think it makes others feel? It makes them feel great. And then please visualize yourself doing it again. And that's what we do. We dissect our successes in life, our successes in the different roles that we do, and we start doing more of them. And then after you have a little bit of practice at that, then maybe you start reflecting a little bit deeper, or maybe those areas that, you know what, I'm sort of screwing up in this area. Okay, let's be honest with ourselves. Yeah, I'm screwing up in this area. Well, that's okay. Don't judge yourself too harshly on it. Ask yourself, okay, that's where I'm screwing up. How am I doing? Well, I'm not doing very well in this exercise area or whatever it might be. Well, how does it make you feel? Well, it makes me feel like I'm not taking care of myself very well, and I'm feeling guilty about that because I feel like I'm hurting myself, my brothers and sisters at work. I sort of can hurt them, and it's really not a good idea for my family if I'm not in the best of shape. So what could you visualize yourself doing? You know, I would not suggest starting to visualize, yeah, I'm going to work out 7 days a week. And, you know, no. What could you do today? What could you do today to take one step towards doing something that you really would like to do? And quite frankly, maybe you really don't, you know, you don't feel like doing it, but that's okay. If it's in alignment with your priorities in life, if you decide that it's a priority in life, then you sort of maybe just need to chalk it up as, hey, this is what I have to do, right? And another way to look at it is sometimes you don't have to think that it's what you have to do. It's what you get to do. It's what you have an opportunity to do. And thankfully, you still have that opportunity to do it. Whether that's exercise, whether that's eating better, whether that's taking your spouse out to dinner, attending one of your kids' games, helping them with their homework, whatever it may be, spending time with the family, whatever it might be, don't necessarily think that you have to go do something. Think about you get to go do it and feel honored that you get to go do it, right? And then visualize, what outcome do you want? If you are trying to make an improvement or take a step toward better balance, what outcome are you searching for? And then close those eyes, quiet that mind, body, and in your environment, and just visualize. Play it out in your mind over and over and over, you physically doing what it is you want to do. And then visualize and feel with your whole body and your soul. Feel, what does it feel like when I do it that way? Oh my gosh, that feels right. And the other people are in my life are feeling better. And I'm happy about that. And that makes me feel good. And visualize that over and over and over. And then go do it. Go do that thing you want to do. I promise you, folks, this stuff really works. The visualization is so powerful when it's coupled with reflection. This is how we start moving to align our day-to-day behaviors with our priorities in life. Hey, if any of you have any questions on this or anything, please feel free. Shoot me an email. You probably know the website. It's www.donniehutchinson.com. And my email is simple. It's donnie@donniehutchinson.com. I'd be happy to, we can talk on email. I'd be happy to schedule a short phone call if you have some questions about this or anything like that, or would like some other resources. But I'm going to close this out now. Just remember, though, what this is all about. First, dissect those successes, do more of them, and then start learning, thinking about where do I want to tweak some things where I need to improve, and then go after those. But get so good. Spend some time in your successes in life. We overlook those so often, but we really need to, you know, peel that onion back a little bit and really understand, wow, we are successful in a lot of things in our life that we do not give ourselves credit for. And I know you have so much success in your life, but I know you want more. And I know you probably want to align some of those behaviors with those priorities in your life. And that is the road we are going down on the Get Balanced podcast. Each week, I try to have someone that is doing it very, very well and to spotlight on the podcast and trying to give you the best information that I can to help you on that path to work-life balance. I'm going to close it out with a quick blessing for all of you that are listening, because I know most of you are first responders out there putting your lives out on the line for all of us in this country and in this world. So I do ask if God would please protect you, keep you healthy, happy, and safe, and protect your families, protect them from the worry, the anxiety of you out there doing your duties day in and day out on your shift, the overtime you work and everything, especially in our culture today, especially with our police officers that, trust me, besides with all that, some of that stuff that you hear in the media and what's going on in some of the cities, there are so many people that truly honor you, love you, are there for you, support you, as well as firefighters and emergency medicine, EMT. We are there for you. And I ask God to bless all of you and keep all of you and your families healthy, happy, and safe. I wish everyone a great day. This is Dr. Donnie of the Get Balanced podcast. We'll talk to you later. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.